delicious birdseed. Stop down and grab a bag of sunflower seeds and Chet's Special. Suet cakes are buy 12, get one free. We even have corn and shell nuts for the squirrels too. And as always, thank you for supporting our small business, because without you, there wouldn't be us.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing, and by Feral Gas with great service and reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Biden administration promising tough new sanctions on Russia today. And while Under Secretary of State Victoria Nuland says Vladimir Putin has gotten good at evading sanctions.
When you see this package that we're going to launch, it is very heavily focused on evasion, on nodes and networks and countries that help evade.
The sanctions coming a week after the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and a day before the two-year anniversary of the war with Ukraine. Former President Trump's lawyers getting in new motions to try and get the case over his handling of classified documents dismissed. A new proposal in the Alabama state legislature.
What we're trying to do with this particular law is put the Supreme Court decision, the ruling, on pause.
Democratic state lawmaker Anthony Daniels, after the Alabama Supreme Court ruling calling frozen embryos babies, that has prompted several medical providers in the state to hit pause on IVF treatments. This is ABC News. A hillside collapse in Northern California now blamed for the death of two children. It's not clear if the recent rain had played a part. More attacks on cargo ships in the Red Sea.
Houthi spokesman Yahya Sharia outlining the latest targets. The first, a Palau-flagged British-owned cargo ship Islander. It was damaged and a minor injury reported in the Gulf of Aden, but the vessel is continuing on its way. The rebels also reportedly launched drones at a U.S. warship and at the southern Israeli port of Eilat, which were intercepted. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And the Victoria and Albert Museum in London is looking to fill in a blank space. I could show you incredible things. It needs a Swiftie. The museum hopes to add a Taylor Swift superfan as an advisor to help curate collections and weigh in on cultural trends. It's also looking for people well-versed in everything from Crocs to emojis. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
High school and college graduations are just around the corner. At the Creative Outlet, you will find exclusive custom school scrapbooking products that will make your memory album stand out. These products will also be perfect for greeting cards, party decor, or would make great graduation gifts. Where is the best place to get scrapbooking products to show your school spirit? Oh, you know, it's the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Feral Gas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, they're the dependable propane company that's been powering communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Feral Gas Richland leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Feral Gas advantage.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress.
Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hi, this is Julie Cairns with State Farm. Like a good neighbor is not just a corporate slogan or a catchy jingle. It's much more than that. It's how we try to encapsulate the enormous amount of heart and soul that drives our business. It's a title to a story that started over 100 years ago. At Julie Cairns State Farm, we're about relationships, not transactions. We participate in the lives of our customers and community. We are invited to help you with the things that matter most. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're interested in learning more about the basic truths found in Scripture, the people at Trinity Apostolic Faith Church in Richland Center invite you to join them for Sunday school beginning at 9:30. Sunday morning worship is at 11. Sunday evening service is at 5. And Wednesday Bible study at 7. You'll enjoy a warm traditional environment and you'll learn about Jesus, the light of the world. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church, 489 South Larson Street, Richland Center. To learn more, visit the web at apostolicfaith.org or call 647-8758.
Consider this. John Williams left on record an account of a native man named Me. He became blind and at the last lay down in his bed to die. One morning, Mr. Williams called to see him. "Last night," said the old man, "I had a wonderful dream. I dreamt I was on a long journey to my final home. Before me, I saw a mountain barring my path. I began to climb it, but it was very steep and its rough stones cut my feet. I fell back. Again and again, I tried, but it was useless. I felt more and more how helpless I was. Then as I looked up, I saw a drop of blood fall from the sky to the mountain peak. At once, the mountain began to melt away, and soon it was gone. Hope and joy filled my heart, and I started on my journey only to wake up. And now I know the mountain was my sins which blocked the way, and it was Christ's precious blood that opened the way to heaven for me. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin." 1 John 1:7. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, today will be quite interesting, starting with some sunshine. Then a strong cold front will blast in from the north and should bring us some scattered light rain and snow showers this afternoon. So if you're going to be out and about, be prepared for some reduced visibility at times and maybe a little slushy accumulation in some spots before the afternoon is out. That will all push away tonight as the cold, dry air really moves in, so you have to bundle up tonight into early tomorrow. Things will gradually moderate upward over the weekend with dry conditions and very warm weather expected early next week as we get a gusty south wind flow ahead of a storm system coming in from the Rockies and Plains. Could push our temperatures up around record levels. Looks like active weather with us Tuesday and Tuesday night with that storm coming right across Wisconsin. We could have showers and thunderstorms, possibly turning to a bit of snow Tuesday night as much colder air comes in. Here's a forecast for today. Some sunshine early, then turning mostly cloudy. Scattered rain and snow showers by midday, turning to all snow. A dusting possible in spots. High near 43 in the late morning and then falling in the afternoon. Variable wind becoming north 10 to 15. Clearing and cold tonight, low at 15 degrees. Partly cloudy, becoming breezy tomorrow, high at 39. South to southwest wind 8 to 17. Saturday night, partly cloudy and breezy, low at 30. Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, high 50. Monday, partly cloudy, breezy and quite warm, low 28 with a high of 58. Tuesday, breezy with near record warmth. Rain showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Low 41, high 62. The rain could mix with or change to a little snow Tuesday night as we drop down to 20. Wednesday, chance of snow showers early. Breezy and cold, high 32. And next Thursday, partly or mostly cloudy. Low about 18, high up to 38. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently currently 30 with some sunshine. Yesterday's high was 62 degrees. The morning low, 28. Record high, 60, set in 1930. Record low, 15 below zero in 1873. Last year's high was 29 and the low, 14. Sunset will happen at 5:42 this afternoon. Sunrise time, 6:46 coming up for tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm and the barometer is at 29.73. No precipitation today. Got that little bit of sunshine going on today. After a low of 28, it's 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. A look back at last night's high school basketball games, a look ahead at the preview of tonight's girls tournament games, round number two, and a recap of the first day of the state WIAA wrestling tournament is coming up next.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Let's go right to Madison and WRCO's Bill Twining.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament got underway on Thursday night at the Kohl Center in Madison. Division I, the large schools, and the girls' division had their preliminary round matches and quarterfinals both wrestled on Thursday. Division II and III for the boys saw their preliminary round matches. First round losers eliminated from the tournament. The winners advance into the quarterfinals, which will be wrestled today. This evening's session begins at 7 o'clock with semifinal matches in all three boys' divisions and for the girls. Here's how things went for area schools. Richland Center senior Teague Perkins wrestling in his second state tournament, 215-pound weight class. It was at Donnybrook. He wins it 11-10, a tiebreaker in overtime. With that 11-10 win over Isaiah Grosskopf of Lodi, Teague Perkins advances into the quarterfinals. In the girls' division, Emma Hady, a senior for Richland Center at 107 pounds, won by fall in her preliminary round match, then lost her quarterfinal. She will be wrestling in the consolation bracket, has a chance to finish as high as third. Her brother, junior Ethan Hady, for Richland Center at 113 pounds, is seated fourth in his weight class. Did not wrestle in the Thursday night session. He'll be in the quarterfinals on Friday. Ithaca West and junior Nolan Waldner, representing the co-op, 157 pounds in Division III, won 17-12 in his preliminary round match against Wyatt Malzin of Auburndale. Nolan Waldner will be in the state quarterfinals and has at least two matches to go yet in this tournament. River Valley, like Ithaca Weston, just one wrestler in the event. He is junior Wyatt Knockreiner, 150 pounds in Division II. He lost his only match 2-0 on Thursday night to Jacob DeRosier of Wrightstown. For Wyatt Knockreiner, his tournament came to a close on Thursday. Riverdale has four wrestlers in the tournament. Three of them wrestled on Thursday. Freshman Lakota Brewer lost to Quentin Kernoyer of Stratford. His tournament is over. Senior Riley Wanick and sophomore Grant Matthews both won their bouts and moved into the quarterfinals, where they'll be joined by sophomore Brody Meese, seated second at 126 pounds. Brody had a first-round bye. We'll see his first action on Friday. Iowa Grand Highland has seven wrestlers in the tournament. Three of them wrestled on Thursday, all won. Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, and Emerson Moen. The other four are all seated in the top four in their weight classes. They had first-round byes. Hunter Stevens, Elliot Biba, Jackson Bussey, Bodie Brockhoff. All seven Iowa Grand Highland wrestlers will be on the mat on Friday. For North Crawford Seneca, the only boy wrestling, Jaron Grimslet, a junior, lost 3-0 to Cashton's lone representative, Parker Milsna. Grimslet tournament is over. However, the two girls for North Crawford Seneca both won and won again. They're in the semifinals, Frankie Groom, a freshman, and Adriana Logue, a sophomore. For Mineral Point, Elliot Kite, a freshman at 113 pounds, lost his only match. He's been bounced from the tournament. Sophomore Delia Collins for the girls, the top seed at 120 pounds, won twice. She's in the semifinals for Mineral Point. Juniors Rowan Carey and Cade Rule see their first action as each are in the state tournament for the third time. They'll see action today. For Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, senior Gianni Babel for the girls lost by fall to top-seeded Carly Chesker of Badger, a defending state champion. Gianni Babel will be in the wrestle background today. We'll wrestle again later on this morning. Speaking of the girls, two defending state champions, including two-time champ Siriana Reinwald of Horicon, were defeated in the quarterfinals on Thursday night. The Dodgeville Dodgers had junior Ava Lord wrestling in that girls' tournament. She lost at the third seed, but will get a wrestle back. She'll be involved in action today. Dodgeville with four boys in the tournament, all have the number one seeds in their weight class and receive byes. They'll be on the mat today. Shane Rashan, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, and Reed Spurley. For Royal Wandiwoc Center, a win for the lone wrestler, Gunnar Wopat. He won by fall. His tournament continues. A perfect tournament for New Lisbon. Both Alexander Radovich and Reed Sawyer posted wins. They'll wrestle again on Friday, as will winners of first-round matches, Seth Greeno of DeSoto, Nick Ersland of Wisconsin Dells, Dylan Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Ross Christ of Darlington Blackhawk. Five of six, for Prairie du Chien won their first-round matches, and they'll still have six wrestlers going in the tournament. Darlington Blackhawk has all five of its wrestlers on the mat on Friday. For Westby, for the girls, Kylie Klum is in the semifinals. Her sister Marissa won her first match, then lost. She's in the wrestle background. For Viroqua, Maddie Zuby won her first match, then lost. Her tournament continues. And back to Belmont Platteville, Kaylee Davis defeated that two-time state champion, Siriana Reinwald of Horicon. And Kaylee Davis is in the state semifinals for Belmont Platteville in the girls' division. Action begins this morning at the Cole Center in Madison with Division I, a consolation round action. Also, the girls will be wrestling back. Division II and III boys will be on the mat with their quarterfinals today at approximately 11:15. Join us on WRCO Sports as our state tournament wrestling coverage continues. For WRCO Sports and David Wermond, I'm Bill Twining.
Thanks, Bill. Last night in boys basketball, the Ithaca boys team won a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 70-48 win over visiting Waseca Steuben. At the same time, DeSoto was winning against North Crawford 55-51. That means the Trojans and Bulldogs share the league championship. For an Ithaca boys basketball team, it is the first conference title since 1972. On Thursday night, Devin Iam led the Bulldogs with 18, Channing Brown added 17, Sammy Clary scored 12, and Casey Pomering had 11. The Bulldogs are now 20-4, and they ended at 12-2 in the Ridge and Valley Conference. They will host Kickapoo in a first-round WIAA tournament game on Tuesday night. North Crawford, also at 20-4 and 12-2, will host Weston on Tuesday night to open up the boys' tournament. Also last night in the Ridge and Valley Conference, Kickapoo got the win against Weston 59-52, and Seneca edged Lafarge 65-62. The Richland Center boys basketball team led for most of the night before losing to Lancaster 67-63. The Hornets led by 15 in the first half before the Arrows battled back and took a lead for the first time with 3:49 to play. They kept the lead with clutch shots and just enough free throws. Zach Hermson had 18 and Michael Murphy added 17, including 5 3-pointers. The Arrows made 9 3-pointers as a team. Richland Center was led followed by Wes Bosworth with 20. Liam Fingerson and Jaden Shep each had 14. Trayton Shep and Tyler Woodman each had 6. Brady Dosh scored 2. The team made 7 threes. They struggled at the line, going 7 for 16. The Richland Center JV team won 39-21 in the early game. Following the varsity loss, 67-63, Richland Center will now prepare for WIAA tournament play at Viroqua on Tuesday. Lancaster will open the tournament against Fenimore. Prairie du Chien got the win against River Valley, 56-37. In other boys basketball from the Southwest, it was Platteville 90, Dodgeville 56. A win for Darlington over Riverdale, 76-56. A big win for Boscobel over Cuba City, 55-52. And Mineral Point, 91-52 over Iowa Grant. Southwestern beat Fenimore, 62-36. Potosi topped Highland in boys basketball, 72-52. Royal 53, Bangor 37 last night. Viroqua over Arcadia 51-49. GET beat Westby 88-58. Schulzberg 72, Benton 49. River Ridge over Cassville 80-32. Marshall 80, Wisconsin Heights 41. Mount Horeb 76-33 over Reedsburg. Wisconsin Dells 56, Mauston 55. It was Broadhead over Evansville 64-59. Belleville 91, Cambridge 84, and Barneville beat Monticello 59-41. The WIAA girls basketball tournament continues tonight. We'll be on hand at Highland for the Bulldogs and the Cardinals. Ithaca travels to Highland. I asked Coach David Klang of Ithaca about seeing the Highland Cardinals again.
We know we have to take care of the ball. They really want to push the ball, and they want to score kind of in transition. They're very good at rebounding and getting those putbacks. So if we can limit their chances of getting second opportunities and limit their transitioning, I feel like we have a really good shot.
The two teams played in January, with Highland coming out on top. The Bulldogs a year ago won a second-round game and advanced to the regional championship after a victory at Schulzberg. Many of the ladies on the court tonight were involved in that game a year ago.
Yeah, I think they realized that anything is possible. We went on the road last year and kind of upset a higher seed, and they kind of understand that aspect and like big moments and how in the playoffs anything can happen, as long as you're doing what needs to be done and doing like what little roles or big roles that you're doing. Those are all huge and can have a really positive outcome.
The Cardinals are coached by Josh Terrell, who talked to me this week about playing a team again this season.
It's kind of good and bad, you know. If it's a conference team, obviously you play them twice, and it's the third time. So Benton was one of those deals where it adds a whole nother level. But, yeah, we played Ithaca up there, I think the middle of January. And it is nice, I think, because obviously you got to look at them. You know what their strengths are, the weaknesses are. But obviously they have that same advantage too. So it's a catch-22 situation. It's got some good things with some things that are challenging as well. So, but we're looking forward to it.
Josh says in the playoffs, you never know. The ball has to go through the net.
You know, we can go through, even in our last game, we went through a stretch in the first half there, about the end of the first half. And, boy, we were, we're not missing much. And then second half we get out there and we couldn't buy a basket. So it goes in streaks, not just during games, but within each game. So you got to. That's why you got to have consistent defense, and I think that's been something that's probably I'm most proud of with this team, is just our defense has been consistent for the season, and that's really paid off for us.
Hear the game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Our pregame time beginning around 6:40. Elsewhere, it would be Blackhawk playing at Wazika Steuben in second-round girls basketball, and River Ridge at Belmont. Barneveld is taking on Argyle Pecatonica at Argyle High School this evening. Royal is at doing battle against Blair Taylor at home. It's also Kickapoo playing at Cashton, and Brookwood at Cochrane Fountain City. In Division 4, Luther is playing at Neillsville, Lancaster at New Glarus, Broadhead at Belleville, Darlington at Mineral Point, and Fenimore at Cuba City. And in Division III, Platteville plays at Turner. Prairie du Chien hosts Dodgeville, Bigfoot at Edgewood. And East Troy is traveling to Waupun. In Division II, La Crosse Logan is at West Salem. La Crosse Central is at DeForest. Sparta travels to Onalaska and Mount Horeb at McFarland in second round girls basketball tournament action. Bowling scores from the Coffee Clutch League. High Series, the Girlfriends, 1,807. The Class with an 1,802. And the Three Aces, 1,707. Class A, a 627 high game. Girlfriends, a 619. Class A, a 609. Top Series, Cheryl McNerlin, a 533. Marsha Mahatka, a 507. Alma Manning, a 461. Top Game, Cheryl McNerlin, a 190 and a 182. And Marsha Mahatka, a 170. Linda Wiedenfeld picked up the 9-10 and 3-5-10 splits, and Judy Adrian with a 5-6-10. In the All-Star Bowling League, Turbo's Bar and Grill had the top series, 29-42, Twin Bluffs, 27-93, Connie's Dirty Boys, 27-86. Turbo's Bar and Grill, a 1,007, Morris Heating and Cooling, a 1,006, and Harris Exteriors, a 997. Kevin Genthy had the top series, 718, Terry Wheaton, 702, 102 over average, and Jason Gerner with a 680. Top Game, Kevin Genthy, a 289, Jake Morris a 268, and Jason Gerner a 259. Aaron Pardoon bowled a 525, 102 over average. Well, looking at some sports on the state of Wisconsin scene, some new requirements for a host city just put into place by the NBA could preclude Milwaukee from hosting an All-Star game. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Bucks president Peter Fagan will seek an exemption. League president Adam Silver said just a few days ago that there was no question the game would be coming to Wisconsin's largest city. The new guidelines include a minimum number of available hotel rooms, the size of the city's convention center, and the number of nonstop and international flights coming into the airport. Marquette hosts Xavier Saturday in a Big East Conference game, but there's more on the agenda at the Fiserv Forum. It has been 50 years since Marquette's first ever appearance in an NCAA Final Four. At the end of the 73-74 season, legendary coach Al McGuire's team lost to North Carolina State in the title game. Marquette finished with a 26-5 record, beating five ranked teams. M Club Hall of Fame members Bo Ellis and Maurice Lucas led the way. Players, coaches, and others will be honored this coming Saturday. The Bucks return to action at Minnesota tonight, trying to bounce back after the All-Star break. Last night, number 3 Purdue was a college men's basketball winner over Rutgers, 96-68. And elsewhere, Jeff Hafley says he wasn't necessarily looking to get out of college football before he left his job as Boston College's head coach to become the Packers' defensive coordinator. Hafley said he simply received an opportunity that was too appealing to turn down. He cited the chance to work with Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, the talent of Green Bay's roster, and the history of the Packers. Hafley is among a handful of people who voluntarily left head coaching jobs at football bowl subdivision programs to become assistants elsewhere. So the Packers will have just a little bit different look defense again. Coach Matt LaFleur talked about that yesterday.
We interviewed a lot of candidates, and a lot of those guys actually went on and got coordinator jobs and just felt really good about what Jeff Hafley is going to bring to us in terms of his ability to lead, his ability to connect, how much respect they have for him, but just really excited what he's going to bring. Certainly, it will be a different scheme, but I think it will be easy to adjust to with the personnel that we have.
That's a look at sports this morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Thank you for joining us here on WRCO. It's a Friday morning, so we have lots of regular features, including Fresh from the Country, which is sponsored by Julie Caron State Farm Insurance. We'll play some brand new releases and a check of the charts coming up here in just a moment.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Caron State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This one from Lainey Wilson has been doing well and grabbing some spots on the charts. Moving toward the top 10, Wildflowers and Wild Horses.
In the middle of the night, I hear a cornfield cow cry. Up at the moon, no matter what sky I'm laying under. In the eye of a hurricane.
Blazing a trail through my
more cracks. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses. Yeah, my kind of crazy still running its courses with wildflowers and wild horses.
Lainey Wilson and a song moving on up the charts and doing it quite rapidly. We hope you're having a great Friday. This song into the top five this week has been working hard for Hardy.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it, guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone drop. Some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Work at 9, birds about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
Today's small screen news, the reboot of the show Frasier has been renewed. The streaming service Paramount Plus says it will run a second season. The first season followed Frasier as he returned to Boston. And that longtime character continues on TV. It began in the 1980s and still relevant and having shows about him today. So that's pretty outstanding. Coming up, our trivia question of the day, a chance for you to win some delicious cookies. Details will be forthcoming. Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Ink Pyros Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Ink Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs, suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds, by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders, and if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Oh, we have a good one, a good trivia question of the day, and that's next. It can net you some great cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe right in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Today's trivia question goes like this. The average man thinks about this 6 times a day. The average woman thinks about it 40 times a day. What would that be? 608-647-4155. The average man thinks about this 6 times a day. The average woman 40 times per day. Huh. All right. This song doing well for Kane Brown these days. Hits at number 4 on the Airplay Survey.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking at me. Then
body tells me when you start to dance. Maybe this is turning to we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air.
Kane Brown on WRCO. No, enter in trivia just yet. Nope, nope, nope. We've had a lot of guesses. The average man thinks about this 6 times a day. The average woman about 40 times a day. Several guesses for food or food-related thoughts, like what are we going to make for supper and those kind of things. I think people were speaking from experience there, but not right. We had a couple guesses for weight and money and retirement. No, none of those correct. 608-647-4155. Here's the latest from Cody Johnson. It's up to number 3 on the Country Airplay Survey.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. She reminds me that it ain't too late to start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall she saw canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she's the painter. I don't remember life before she came.
Johnson, and that is called The Painter, and that is at number 3 this week. Lots of guesses. We do have our winner, though. The best answer, I don't know if I want to say the best, maybe the most disturbing answer of the morning. The question was, the average man thinks about this 6 times a day. The average woman thinks about it 40 times a day. Somebody guessed Henry Bray. Now, that's surely not right. No, the correct answer is their hair. Their appearance, that's right, their hair. So, yeah, not surprisingly, I guess. I don't know if I think about it that many times, although I need a haircut, so I guess I've been thinking about it more lately. But nonetheless, our right answer given to us by Marianne Lewis. Congratulations. She wins some cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe right here in Richland Center.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great buys this month include PrimeGuard Ultra Pure DEF 2.5 gallon jug is on sale at $8.99. Plus Ace Rust Stop 15-ounce spray can is 2 for $12, and Ace Premium 12-ounce can is 2 for $10. Also, Ace Basic Furnace Air Filters are still on sale. Buy 3, get 1 free, and stop in to see these and many other products at Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. The Wisconsin Farm Center is available to answer questions and connect farmers to resources. The team works to support Wisconsin's agriculture economy. Farmers needing a welcoming ear to talk to. Please call the 24/7 Wisconsin Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-888-901-2558. This message in support of farm families is a service of Town & Country TV & Appliance, your big screen HD TV headquarters, the area's leading appliance store since 1972. Walsh's Ace Hardware is the helpful hardware place, your locally owned and operated source for farm and home. Bindle Tire and Auto Richland Center, your total car center, keeps you on the road with oil changes, tune-ups, tires, and alignments. And Chitwood Electric, your source for experienced electric motor rewinding and repair, plus sales of electric motors and barn fans.
This is Garrett with Vitesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnik's in Richland Center, and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
What would you do with an entire extra day? This year is leap year. I bet you forgot we had an extra day this year. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we know what we're doing with an extra day. We're having an amazing event. We're having a make an offer sale. That's right, you find an item you like, and you tell us what you think a reasonable price is that you'd like to pay. Don't offer if you don't want to buy it, though. We want serious shoppers only to take advantage of this crazy offer. Also, if your offer is silly, we will counteroffer. All sales final. Thursday, February 29th only. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
7 minutes before 9 o'clock, our moving and grooving tunes continue here till the 9 o'clock hour. We're up to number two of this week's country airplay chart, and this song's been around for a while. In fact, it spent some time at number one for Warren Zeters. It's Pretty Little Poison.
Every now and then about this time, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when a while is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison. My heart. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heart. Alcohol, I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you.
Zeters on WRCO, Pretty Little Poison. That brings us to the number one tune this week. A guy that's no stranger to that peak and plateau. This is Luke Combs.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. He kick-started that bike one night and broke Mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. Pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J-45 guitar. Said a little
I called my brother from the back of that plane. The second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. The end of that summer, but I'm not.